UKFCA runs its first P2P crypto raids across 8 London sites. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority coordinated its first ever crackdown on illegal peer-to-peer crypto trading this week, with raids executed across 8 London sites. According to a Cointelegraph report published April 22, 2026, the operation involved officers from His Majesty's Revenue and Customs alongside dedicated organized crime units. The FCA has run a crypto asset registration regime since January 2020, which requires firms providing crypto services in the United Kingdom to register with the regulator and pass money laundering checks. Peer-to-peer brokers, the operators who match individual buyers and sellers for cash-to-crypto or bank-to-crypto trades, have largely sat outside that register. This week's raids mark the first time the FCA has mobilized a physical enforcement operation against that segment. The coalition behind the raids. The presence of HMRC and organized crime units alongside the FCA tells you the operation was not a routine licensing sweep. HMRC's involvement usually signals tax evasion or unregistered business activity. Organized crime units typically move on cases with suspected money laundering, proceeds of crime, or cross-border smuggling links. The FCA by itself handles supervisory action. A joint task force of this shape suggests the 8 sites were already flagged in intelligence files, and the warrants were executed in parallel rather than sequentially. The Cointelegraph post did not name the individual brokers targeted or the volumes involved. The FCA had not yet published a formal press release at the time of writing. Why peer-to-peer brokers draw scrutiny P2P crypto brokers in the UK have been a known regulatory blind spot for years. Unlike exchanges such as Coinbase or Kraken, which must register with the FCA and run identity checks on every user, a P2P operator can run out of a small office, a messaging group, or even a private meetup. Cash changes hands in person, and the crypto is transferred wallet to wallet. No KYC file is opened, no transaction reports are filed, and no supervisor reviews the source of funds. For users priced out of the mainstream system, including migrants and workers paid in cash, this has been a practical way to convert between fiat and stablecoins. For launderers, it has been a cheaper alternative to banking smurfs or property flips. UK enforcement agencies have publicly worried about both at different times. The wider UK crypto enforcement backdrop, the raids land in a year when UK regulators have become visibly more willing to act. The Treasury's crypto promotion rules, which took force in October 2023, already cover ads and marketing. Firms that advertise without FCA approval can be referred for criminal investigation. The regulator's own public register of unauthorized crypto firms has been growing through 2025 and into 2026. This week's action escalates the posture. Registration violations used to be met with warning letters and consumer alerts. A simultaneous raid across 8 sites is a physical enforcement step that UK crypto industry lawyers have long expected but rarely seen. The FCA action does not by itself change the legal position of mainstream license providers operating in the UK. Retail users holding balances on registered exchanges or spending through regulated crypto cards are not implicated by this operation. The target is specifically the unregistered cash and crypto counter trade that sits outside the FCA framework. What UK crypto users should watch for individual UK residents who have used P2P services, the most immediate risk is not a knock on their own door. It is the possibility that transaction records seized in the raids will flow into HMRC's tax intelligence and into future investigations. Anyone who traded with a now-raided operator and did not declare capital gains should expect scrutiny of their tax filings for the relevant years. For the broader crypto economy, the signal is about the direction of enforcement. The FCA has moved from paperwork to doorways. Other European member states watching the UK's approach to MiCA parallel enforcement, including Poland and Germany, are likely to use this playbook as reference.